Well, it started off not on its current site. It started off across the road from it. There's a Chinese restaurant on the site where it started. It started actually 60 years ago this year, June 1961. Just to explain, by the way, I've been going over the archive newspapers over the weekend, and that's where the information's coming from, because you always have people out there might say, oh, you're wrong, this is from the archive newspaper. So so basically, it was June 1961.
On the defensive, and we haven't even started, Kieran. What are your mates like?
It was June 61 that Vernon McGlinchey, he was 29 years old, he opened up. It was a restaurant, and that's the Golden Grill. That's the grill part of it. It was a restaurant that opened up first across the road. Then it was about a year later, 1962, that he added a lounge up the stairs, and it kind of expanded due to the success of it. And then it was actually a year later, it was 1963, November 1963. To put that in context, at the same month that President Kennedy was shot, he McGlinchey acquired the land opposite the development to a car park. So the car park was developed before the grill as we know it, if you know what I mean. Then it was in 1966 that he bought where it is located today. That was once a sawmills, an old sawmills. And then later years, then it was a chicken hatchery. And so Vernon McGlinchey bought that chicken hatchery. And originally, going by the newspapers, he wanted to develop it into a motel. Originally, it was a big motel, and the grill, restaurant, and lounge would stay across the road. However, the plans changed along the way, and it was 1967, then July 1967, that he just moved everything across the road to this new Golden Grill. And it opened up in July 67 with a special dinner dance for 250 people. And it's interesting because and people might remember this, who are listening in, it had the treetop dining room, the cedar lounge, the Blarney room, the boathouse bar. The boathouse bar had anchors and fishing nets and stuffed fish and seashell blue ceilings.
I mean, like, it probably cleaned up at that time. I mean, was there much to rival it, do we know, in the town then? Because it sounds like a lot of what you might be familiar of reading in your magazines or newspapers that was happening in cities and what have you, this sounds like, you know, because the population would have been much lower then, this sounds like this would have been, you know, pretty new for this area.
It was competing with the Fiesta. The Fiesta had opened up in 1962. And also you had the Devlin Hall dances as well. Dances were very, very popular back then. The show band era were very, very popular. People liked to go out. And this was another avenue for people to go to, another place to go to. And it wasn't very successful at the start, especially for its entirety. It was a very successful place. It hosted many bands over the years. As a show band era, it decided to go out, kind of waned out. Disco era came in. And that was kind of spelled the end almost for places, the other kind of halls, whereas it adapted, the Golden Grill adapted. 1978, it was converted, completely renovation. We had the Millionaire Club and Bella's Nightclub open then.
But basically the structure, was the sawmill, the chicken hatchery, I think you mentioned, was that tossed or was the main structure of the building retained?
That was knocked and rebuilt.
Okay, right.
Yeah. And so then it was, you had great bands in coming in. When you had the Millionaire Club and the Bella's, you had bands like the Horselips were common, so not show bands. So it evolved with the times. As the music were changing, it changed. You had Love Bug, Big Tom, Dickie Rock.
And these bands would have been the same bands that would have been doing Sunday nights in the Abbey Hotel in Donegal Town as well. That would have been sort of perhaps a close sort of comparison elsewhere in the county. Love Bug, they were everywhere back in the day. You needed a big capacity though to attract those type of musicians, mm-hmm. presumably, or else you'd be charging a fortune at the door.
That's it. It held over 250 people when it was opened originally, but then it would have expanded as it. No, I can't get the exact number.
No, that's fine. Yeah.
A lot of people.
People will know they'll have been in there, don't know.
That's very true. And a lot of people listening will have different memories and different kind of fantastic memories that just even maybe mentioning Love Book, they'll remember going there. But it was also used for many different things as well. It was used for a very successful Pops of the Town, was used there. Bingo on Thursday nights is huge there. People still talk about going to the bingo there on Thursday nights. And it was also used as because Bernard McGlinchey was a big Fianna Fáil man, it was used for Fianna Fáil meetings and so on. There was that aspect of it as well. So it wasn't just a nightclub. It was used as a function, a social meeting room, a festival, used it, the folk festival, used it for different things. Even in later years, the old Letterkenny reunion would have dances there in the 1990s.
So was it kind of more than heading towards the mid-90s that we saw maybe a move to more nightclubs, you know, away from the live music?
Yeah, again, moving with the times, it evolved again in the late 1990s. The Millionaire Club became Club 2000. And then Bella's got a renovation too in the early noughties, 2001. And basically then it evolved more into a dance place where you had Judge Jules and Tall Paul and Paul Van Dyke and these people. But what was great about the Grill, and this is the era that I would have been going there, you had a choice. If you wanted that dance music, you went to Club 2000. If you wanted the alternative indie music like Oasis and Blur, you went into Bella's. And it catered for every taste in that regard. It actually was a reflection of the music of that time, the strands of music. And you always knew who you'd meet and which venue you'd go to. And in the hallway...
Which venue were you in, Kieran?
I like to mix between the two.
You're a social butterfly.
Because I had different friends. Some friends might be in the Club 2000, others might be in Bella. So I'd move around, you know. Yeah. But again, others will say the same. And it was, I mean, in a way, somebody made a good point. I really enjoyed reading over the weekend some Facebook comments about the Grill closing. Somebody made a good point. The Grill was our fiesta, our generation's fiesta. You know, our parents could tell great stories about meeting up at the fiesta and, oh, I met your daddy there and all different things. Well, would this happen with the Grill? As you said at the start, many's a couple started at the Grill. And manage a couple of funnies at the Grill too, as well. But it was a great social place to go. It was a great for me. I went on the Saturday nights, and it was fantastic. It was great. Sunday nights too were good too.
Yeah, I can see you're thinking on some memories there. But that's what it is. And I think everyone sort of got, or most people sort of have that kind of a venue, and you know, that kind of a memory. It's like of an ear. It just can't be replicated because the people are different, the music's different, the atmosphere is exactly different, society's different. I mean, it is. It's another generation's, the show band's years.
Yes, exactly. And the reason it was able to stay open for so long is because, as I said, it evolved. It changed with the music, and it tapped. It didn't just stay, this is what it's going to be. It stopped then become called the Golden Grill, became the Grill, then the Grill Music Venue, and got a lot of live acts then in later years. In fact, I have written down here some great acts like Ash and Fun Loving Criminals, Ocean Colour Scene, Chuck Berry, The Coronas, Shane McGowan, memorable Christmas concert there, was fantastic. The Selector, Bad Manners, Sharon Shannon, Monday. And actually...
It's not just the building and the capacity to get those type of people to play. You know, it takes an awful lot of organisation and persuasion and knowing people and what have you to deliver those top quality acts. Now, they would be brilliant now, but they were much more relevant when they were playing there as well, like...
Well, that's it too. I mean, those last bands I mentioned, they're fairly recent. A lot of them would have played when it was taken over by the Tinnies from 2008 as well. So it became more of a live music venue.
Right.
And it was fantastic. It was a great place to go. And it was also in later years then too, it became, especially every Christmas, one of my favourite nights was the Scan Punk Night. And that was a great night at Christmas time, around about the 27th, 28th of December every year, that you'd have just people out. It was just, I can't explain the euphoria of meeting your friends out in this venue. And it was great, and dancing in the mosh pit and everything. And it was my brother, PK, was DJ, and Marty McIntyre as well, and Norman Good. And they were just, there was seeing the people, and it was the social outlet every Christmas. And sadly, that's no more now, you know. It's kind of, the ska punk night has moved to another venue, but there's something special about the Grill, you know.
Do we know why they've decided to toss it, or?
Well, that I don't know. I mean, it closed, or the McGlinchey's, it changed again. Sorry, I should have gone back to 2006. You had Ocean's Restaurant and the Casino and the Bar Rouge open up too, but it was 2008 that it went into receivership, and then it was taken over then by the Tinney family. And they ran it very successfully for the next 12 years or so, because it was, well, actually 2017 was when it actually closed. We haven't been there quite. New Year's Eve 2017 was the final performance and the final night in there.
And it's sad and it's nostalgic, but things move on. A caller says, I'm 69 and I went to the Grill every Saturday night. Someone remembers what went on after Horselips concert in the 70s. I don't know if anyone else out there remembers, but there might have been some geographical rivalry. But look, great memories.
Yes, and that's the thing, and that's what's great over the weekend, reading on Facebook, different people have been posting their memories, and there's just some of them you couldn't broadcast, but it was a great place for people to meet. There's stories about after the Grill and going here. There was buses that came from all over the
country. That's it, I was going to say that. Yeah, it was...
They were parked down at the bottom of the Port Road, and at the end of the night, you'd see these buses everywhere, and there was chip fans everywhere, and it was a hugely successful